Continuing with Dua al-Qamil, today we will begin with the verse which says, وَبِسُلْطَانِكَ الَّذِي عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and by your authority which is exercised over all things. The sultan or authority is the quality of being independent of all existing things while everything in existence is dependent upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only ruler of the entire universe, visible and invisible, and of all creation. From before the beginning and after the end, there is none like him, because he is the creator of his kingdom, which he created from nothing. Only he knows the size of his kingdom, the number, the strength. Only his will, his rule, and his justice exist. And that's basically what this verse is trying to say. وَبِسُلْطَانِكَ الَّذِي عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. His will, his rule, his justice, what happens is what he wills, what he does not will not happen. And it leads on to وَبِوَجْهِكَ الْبَاقِي بَعْضَ فَنَاهِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And by your essence that shall endure forever after all things have ended or all things have been annihilated. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55, Ayah 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, everything will be vanquished, everything will be annihilated. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and what will remain is the essence of your Rabb, the Rabb of glory and honor. And this verse of Dua al-Qamil actually elaborates, or rather is paraphrasing, the ayah of Surah Ar-Rahman. And then a most beautiful verse, وَبِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَعَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and by your names which manifest your power over all things. And I'd like to spend some time again reiterating about Asma'ul Husna, or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Empowerment of the human being can only come through the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Adam alayhi salam, the first human being, was taught all the names of everything. And we find that in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 31, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ أَسْمَاءُ كُلَّهَا, and we taught Adam all the names. These are the names of everything that has come into existence by the time of his creation and all that will come into existence till the day of Qiyamah. Teaching the names means making the human being conscious of the essence of these things. And this consciousness implies full knowledge. It is impossible without the essence becoming part and parcel of the beings. And therefore teaching the names of things implies the implantation of the essences within the being of Adam alayhi salam, and hence the implanting of the names of Allah in the self of Adam. So these asma, these attributes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them, and to remember him and to draw near him by reciting them, they are there in essence to empower the human being to reach his or her full potential. And maybe this verse of Dua al-Qamil puts it in a nutshell. وَبِأَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَعَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and by your names which manifest your power over all things. And it leads up to the next verse, وَبِعِلْمِكَ الَّذِي أَحَاتَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and by your knowledge which encompasses, which pervades all things. Again, the verses lead into each other. Empower yourself with these names by knowing them. And then, وَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي أَضَاعَ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ, and by the nur, the positive energy, the light of your essence which illuminates everything. And this knowledge, this empowerment of these names will lead to the nur, or the positive energy. It's absolutely unbelievable. Just a little bit on nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an-nur. He is the divine energy, the light shed upon the whole creation which makes it apparent. You know, just as this light is responsible for making the perceptible seen, it makes the conceivable known. The light that shows the conceivable is the light of faith and wisdom, And the eye that sees it is called the basira, the eye of the heart. This nur is the light of existence. It's non-existence in darkness. The light is the light that brought existence out of the darkness. It makes itself visible and makes all else visible as well. There is not an atom among anything that exists in the heaven and the earth, and in that which is between them, that does not point to the existence of its creator. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ardh. We spend so much effort and wealth to illuminate our material life with chandeliers, jewels, bright ostentations, but we turn off the light in our heart. You know, it may cause us to become used to the darkness and go blind like the bat. If the eye of our head goes blind, then someone may lead us by the hand on the road. But if the heart is blind, it cannot be led, it's lost. And in this dua, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him, telling Him, I ask you by the light of your essence, which illuminates everything. In other words, we're asking for the heart to be illuminated, to be able to see how it can reach its full potential by being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue Dua-i Kumail. But before I end today, if you find your heart is darkened, whether it's with sadness, grief, doubt, then read Surah An-Nur from the Quran 7 times and recite Ya Nuru 1,000 times, and you'll see the difference it makes in your life. If you're lost, recite Ya Nur 256 times, and it shows the way in an amazing way.